Welcome to the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong in Isolation program. Ali with you this time from Glenorchy City Council. And I'm joined by Julie from Clarence City Council. And we both work in community development. We are with you this week as we explore topics to support your health and well-being through the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond. This time, we will be looking at community support and activity options that are available in the cities of Clarence and Glenorchy.
Let's start by finding out from you, Ali, what community support information is available for locals in Glenorchy.
Well, in March, when the pandemic started, Council identified that although there was a large amount of essential health and wellbeing information available about COVID, most of it was online. We know that not everyone has access to the internet and wanted to ensure that those community members had the essential information that they need. The community department worked with services and organisations to put together a flyer that has this information, and these were delivered to mailboxes in several suburbs in the Glenorchy municipality. And it was also available from customer service. The information was in an easy-to-read format which clearly displayed phone numbers of services. The flyer included supermarket special hours and priority delivery assistance, emergency relief from places such as the Salvos and meal delivery, health contacts, Centrelink, transport services such as Metro, St John Ambulance and CTST. Local supports, social supports including local neighbourhood houses such as West Moona and Buchan, mental health supports and information about protecting yourself from coronavirus. Now the Moona Arts Centre went digital, and there are a number of art exhibitions and activities that people can access online. Of course, Glenorchy City Council kept the website updated with information and support available for residents. Our wonderful customer service team has been available the whole time through the pandemic to answer any questions and to provide information about support services. They truly have been amazing.
Ali, it sounds like there's so much happening locally for people to know about and participate in Glenorchy. What have been some of the key issues and services supporting the community at this time?
Some of the key issues, Julie, have been social isolation, impacts on mental health, and access to food and information. In addition to the essential information provided for residents, supporting others and showing kindness to fellow neighbours was evident from the start in the community. Council also mailed out kindness cards, which were a way that people could offer their assistance to a neighbour safely by writing their phone number and indicating how they could assist, such as getting groceries, walking your dog, or offering a friendly phone call. With the lockdown of aged care homes and the isolation that many residents may have been feeling, not seeing their loved ones, I asked the local providers if their residents would be interested to receive letters of support. Paintings, drawings from local kids. I can tell you it was a resounding yes, and the community really stepped up and showed their love and support for residents.
Does Council have any opportunities, new services, funding we should know about?
Yes, and I will have some contact phone numbers for you shortly. So in June, Council offered small business e-commerce grants to help with the move online with COVID-19 limiting person-to-person contact. We also have the Can Do community grants to support Glenorchy community groups and organisations as they reconnect back in and look at ways to provide social inclusion for our community. Glenorchy City Council also recognises that many Glenorchy residents and ratepayers are currently suffering from financial hardship, so please contact customer service to see what they can do to support you. And as the world starts to open, it's so lovely to see people enjoying local parks and reserves. There are many local community organisations, community houses, activities, sports, clubs and services that are ready to welcome you back and maybe even for the first time. Many of the organisations are listed in the Glenorchy Positive Ageing Handbook, so if you see an activity that interests you, give that group a call. The handbook is available by calling Council on 6216 6800. That's 6216 6800. You will also have the chance to tell us what your experience has been like during COVID and your answers will support the recovery process in Glenorchy. Look out for this in the next few weeks. Well, Julie, that's the Glenorchy experience. What's been happening in Clarence?
The community support information, Ali, that we made available for locals in Clarence was based on one of the first initiatives that Council took when the pandemic started, and it was called the Clarence Keep Connected Initiative. So we sought feedback from the community about what they were experiencing and needed during this time. Information was a key issue. As you mentioned, Ali, information is all around us, but sometimes it's hard to know where to find it. And we took inspiration from Glenorchy's initiative to make sure that we were providing key community contacts in hard copy format. And we distributed this information through the many local community centres and organisations we have in Clarence. Very similar to Glenorchy, everything from emergency relief, including food and meal deliveries, transport, volunteering and social support are on these lists. You can request a copy to be mailed out, and we'd be happy to do that. Like Glenorchy, Clarence Council's website also has a full list of these useful community support contacts, including a wider listing on Council's health and wellbeing website, Live Clarence.
What else did the residents highlight, and how did Clarence respond?
Well, the residents really told us that access to natural areas was super important to them. Same as in Glenorchy, people love to be out in nature. They were concerned about employment and financial issues, social wellbeing and support, knowing there's somewhere to help out, and the impact that that has on their mental and physical health was really important for them as well. Access to food and access to digital technology. Keeping in contact has been so important, and people helping each other out. And a way to decrease isolation and loneliness is that a phone call can really brighten someone's day. Clarence Council also distributed kindness cards for Neighbour Day, encouraging community connections, and that went out to every household as well. And we're really fortunate in Clarence to have four local neighbourhood centres: Warrane Mornington, Clarendon Vale, Rokeby and Risdon Vale, and they've been really busy supporting their local communities, particularly around food relief. Many local community organisations have done an amazing job supporting people in the community, and particularly volunteer organisations. Community feedback is so useful because this really helps Council and other organisations to shape future services. I will have some contact information for you shortly about services that may interest you if you live in the City of Clarence. Council's financial hardship assistance is available if you're eligible as a ratepayer with assistance for payment of overdue rates and charges. You can find out more about that by calling Clarence City Council on 6217 9500. That's 6217 9500, or go to Council's website. Also keep a watch out for Clarence City Council's community grants. They'll be opening soon. The Clarence Get Going Guide. It's in its fifth edition. It's a really popular hardcover, hard copy information resource booklet, and it's due to be released in the next month or so. And we're also initiating a Clarence digital device lending service. And that is based on Council having received a small grant from the Be Connected program to purchase some mini iPads that will be available for loan to help people learn how to get connected. While the service is not up and running just yet, we're really excited to have the opportunity to offer this soon. You can contact me at Clarence City Council to find out more about these on 6217 9500. That's 6217 9500.
For more information about the Live Well, Live Long program, please call 6166 2350, or go to the Clarence or Glenorchy City Council's website or Facebook pages. Hobart FM, supporting our community.